奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
创造宇宙天地万物，我们独一的真神主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus Christ, the Creator of the heaven and the earth, the one true God, we thank you and praise you.
今天是你祝福的安息圣日。
Today is your blessed Holy Sabbath day.
也是你为我们伊丽莎白教会所准备的灵恩会。
It is also the spiritual convocation that which you have prepared for Elizabeth Church.
主啊，你爱我们世人，你亲自来为我们成全救恩。
Lord, you love mankind so much that you came to complete salvation yourself.
你像一道光照在这个黑暗的世界。
That you are the light that shine in this world.
你让我们看见我们人在罪里面是何等的痛苦。
And you let us know that we are in suffering while living in this world of darkness.
你这个真光让我们坐在死荫幽谷的人可以看到希望。
And so your light allows us dwelling in the valley of death to see hope.
你让我们原本瞎眼的可以看见。
You allow us who were once blind to see.
你要让我们从黑暗当中归向光明。
And you bring us from darkness into the light.
主啊，你来成全救恩，你也吩咐每一个跟随你的人要继续的来传扬你这得救的信息。
And after you completed salvation, you gave a command that all of us should share this message.
我们照着你的吩咐，我们今天在这里再一次来宣讲主你这美好的信息。
And so according to your command here, today we share this message.
求主你帮助我们。
And Lord, may you help us.
求你打开我们的心。
May you open up our hearts.
让我们能够看明你就是我们的王，我们的主。
And that we may see clearly that you are our King, you are our Lord.
你让帮助我们能够把握住机会。
And help us to grasp hold of the opportunity.
因为我们的生命在你手上。
Because our lives are in your hands.
你为我们预备了这个救恩。
And you have prepared the salvation for us.
你今天引导我们众人来到你的面前。
And you have called all of us before you.
恳求你打开我们的心。
And we ask you to open up our hearts.
让我们都能够知道这就是我们生命转变的机会。
And that this is an opportunity for us to change our lives.
因为当我们愿意接受你做我们的救主。
Because once we have accepted you as our Lord and Savior.
我们心灵的眼睛就能打开。
And then the eyes of our heart shall be open.
我们将看见你为我们预备的救恩。
And now we shall see the salvation you have prepared for us.
不但在今生。
Not only in this life.
而且你为我们预备永生。
But you have prepared an eternal life for us.
主啊，我们恭敬地把今天的聚会交到你手上。
And Lord, we reverently offer up this service to you.
恳求你帮助我们的诗班。
And may you help our choir.
让我们每一个人都能够用心来颂赞你。
That everyone may praise you with their hearts.
借着圣灵的感动，能够将你的爱传扬出来。
And that we may proclaim your love for us.
也求你打开你仆人的口。
And may you open up the mouth of your servant.
让主你救人的信息能够清楚的阐明，我们愿意来接受你。
That the message of salvation may be clearly preached to those who are willing to accept it.
在开始之前，我们这样子祷告。
And we offer up this prayer before we begin.
求主你垂听悦纳。
And may you receive and accept our prayer.
愿主你祝福我们。
May you bless us.
愿一切的颂赞荣耀感谢都归给主你的圣名。
And may all the glory and honor be unto your holy name.
愿平安喜乐归给在座每一个人。
May peace and joy be on every one sitting here.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们要请梁传道在这里正道以前呢，要请伊丽莎白教会的联合诗班来在这里来歌颂赞美神。
And so before we invite Preacher Liang to come up to give the message, we first invite our combined choir to offer up praise.
要借着诗歌来荣耀主，也来述说主他与我们同在。
And so through our hymns that we may glorify God and see his abidance.
我们现在请我们的诗班。
And so now we invite our choir.
And
so we welcome all of our friends to attend this afternoon service.
我想从圣经跟大家来学习，趁着时候来寻找神。
And so I would like to share that seek the Lord while he may be found.
我们来看以赛亚书的55章。
And so if we turn our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书的55章。
Isaiah chapter 55.
第六节。
Verse 6. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
这个地方讲, 趁的时候来寻找, 可寻找的时候来寻找神。
And so it says, seek the Lord while he may be found.
我们在世界上有很多人, 很懂得把握机会。
And so in this world, many people know how to grasp hold of opportunity.
所以在世界上都能够有一些成就。
And so they are able to have accomplishments in this world.
那有一些人把握机会就能够赚到一些钱。
And some people grasp hold of the opportunity to make money.
但是我们一生神给我们有一个机会来寻找神。
And so in our whole lives, God gives us the opportunity to seek after the Lord, find the Lord.
那这个机会不是永远的。
However, this opportunity does not last forever.
这个机会会过去的。
And this opportunity can pass.
那为什么寻找神这么重要?
And so why is it so important to seek the Lord?
因为寻找神就是要重新建立那个失落的关系。
And to seek the Lord means to reconcile and reestablish that relationship that had been broken.
我们一生大概有两个关系最重要。
In our whole lives, we have two very important relationships.
当我们小的时候,
when we are young,
跟父母的关系,
it is the relationship we have with our parents.
在一个家庭里面享受父母的爱。
That in the family, we enjoy the love of the father and the mother.
这个关系没有办法取代。
And nothing can replace this this relationship.
为什么美国现在的青年有很多问题?
And so why is it that there's so many problems with teenagers?
如果我们看统计的数字,
if we look at statistics,
45-50%的小孩子是在单亲家庭长大。
So about 45-50% of children grow up in single family homes.
有的是跟爸爸，有的跟妈妈，有的是跟祖父母。
And some people live with either their mother or their father or grandparents.
那有50%的小孩子才是真的跟父母一起成长。
So only 50% of children grow up with both parents.
所以这个关系确实很宝贵。
And so this relationship is very precious.
那等我们长大以后,
And when we grow up,
跟配偶的关系非常重要。
The relationship we have with our spouses is very important.
因为有好的婚姻，就有一个幸福的家庭。
If we have a good marriage, we will have a blessed family.
所以这两个关系非常重要。
And so these two relationships are very important.
但是圣经在告诉我们, 人跟神也有这两个关系。
And the Bible tells us that between man and God, we also have these two relationships.
好，我们看以赛亚书的54章。
We look at Isaiah chapter 54.
以赛亚书的54章。
Isaiah chapter 54.
第五节。
Verse 5. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 5. For your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and your redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth.
这个地方圣经宣告造你的是你的丈夫。
Here the Bible tells us, for your maker is your husband.
这一句话就包括两个关系啊。
And in this contains two relationships.
第一个是造你的。
The first is your maker.
那造你的是谁?
And who is the one who makes you?
造你的就是天上的神。
The one who made you is the God in heaven.
所以我们看64章,以赛亚书的64章。
We look at Isaiah chapter 64,
第八节,
verse 8.
以赛亚书64章第八节,
Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter. and all we are the work of your hand.
这里讲说主啊你是我们的父。
Here it says, O Lord, you are our father.
那我们是你你是窑匠。
We are the clay and you are the potter.
那我们是你手所做的工。
And all we are the work of your hand.
哦，所以我们今天还活着。
And for us to live today.
这是神的工作。
It is the work of God.
哦，我们好像泥，主耶稣啊，神创造我们。
We are like the clay in which Jesus Christ created us.
哦，所以人跟神有父子的关系。
And so man has a father-son relationship with God.
哦，所以有时候我们看一个人啊，生活都过得很好。
Sometimes when we look at our lives and everything is going well.
但是就是觉得好像有一个空处填不满。
And there feels that there's still a void that cannot be filled.
他自己也不晓得是为什么。
And they do not even know why.
啊，甚至连信主的信徒也有这样感觉。
Even the believers and the members may have this feeling.
我有个姐妹，丈夫也很爱她。
And there's a sister whose husband loves her.
啊，生活经济也不错。
Financially, they do very well.
哦，但是她就觉得生活好像缺乏什么。
But she felt in her life something is still missing.
哦，后来她跟另外一个信徒谈谈谈，她才发现她缺乏神。
And as she was sharing with another member, she realized she lacked God.
啊，因为她虽然有信主。
And even though she believed,
但是并没有很认真在追求靠近神。
But she was not diligently drawing closer to God.
那后来她很认真来追求。
And then after she was more diligent in her pursuing,
她才发现到她内心缺乏的那个空处，只有神能够填满。
She realized that a void in her heart could only be filled by God.
啊，也真的，这个空处填满之后，她就觉得人生非常幸福。
And then only after this empty space in her heart was filled, then she felt life was very fulfilling.
那这个父子的关系哦，也会发生问题。
And there will also be issues with the problem between father and son.
如果我们看64章的第九节。
And we look at chapter 64, verse 9. Verse 9, Do not be furious, O Lord, nor remember iniquity forever. Indeed, please look, we all are your people.
这个地方讲神啊，求你不要大发震怒。
Here it says, Do not be furious, O Lord.
哦，为什么父亲会发怒？
And why will the father be furious?
如果我们肉身的父亲发怒，有时候是跟他的心情有关系。
Sometimes when our earthly physical fathers are angry, it has something to do with their mood.
心情好，你做什么都没有关系。
And when they are in a good mood, whatever you do is okay with them.
心情不好，就是随便发怒。
And so when they are in a bad mood, they can be easily furious.
这个是肉身的父亲。
And this is the fleshly father that we have.
但是天上的父亲他是完全的。
But our heavenly father is perfect.
他也是慈爱的。
And he is loving.
如果神发怒，一定有非常合理的原因。
If he is furious, there must be a very reasonable explanation.
说神啊，求你不要大发震怒。
Says, Do not be furious, O Lord.
为什么？
Why?
下面一句话，不要永远纪念我罪孽。
Nor remember iniquity forever.
因为这一位父亲，他虽然很爱我，但是他也很公义。
And so even though this father loves me very much, he is still very just.
所以他不希望我们活在罪里面。
He does not desire that we dwell in sin.
因为罪一定会有一个后果。
Because sin has its consequences.
可能你正在犯罪的时候，觉得很快乐。
And maybe in the midst of committing the sin, you feel very happy.
但是想不到的后果以后会一直跑出来。
But then the unintentional consequences may continue to appear afterwards.
所以神的发怒是出于神的慈爱。
And so the wrath of God appears because of his love.
让我们知道他在发怒，懂得离开罪恶，这样就能够永远活在神的平安喜乐里面。
And so if we understand God's furiousness comes to that we depart from sin and we can stay within the joy and righteousness of God.
那这里讲我们的罪，神大发怒气的原因是什么？
And so here it explains the reason for God's furiousness.
在以赛亚书里面主要是讲拜偶像。
And in the book of Isaiah, it is talking about worshiping idols.
那以现在来讲，
And what about nowadays?
神把我们看作非常重要。
God treasures us.
重要到他成为人来救我们。
To the point where he came to this world to save us.
所以在神看起来，
And so in the eyes of God,
我们的价值是他用他独生子的宝血买出来的。
And so our value is that we were purchased by his the blood of his only begotten son.
生命有多大价值？
What's the price of your life?
钱没有办法买到的。
You cannot purchase a life with money.
所以就神来讲，我们是他的财产。
And so in the eyes of God, we are his inheritance.
这么宝贵，他用生命来换取。
And it was so precious that he gave up his life for it.
但是人在看神。
But when man sees God,
就不一定这么宝贵了。
We do not treasure him as much.
所以在生活中有很多，我们在我们心里面啊，那个价值已经超过神，那个地位已经超过神。
We place our own value and our own we see ourselves above God.
那这样，这个就是神发怒的原因了。
And so this is the reason why God is furious.
因为我们生活有一个偶像。
Because in our lives there is an idol.
我们拜的神不是真神。
The God that we worship is not the true God.
是其他的把它当偶像取代的神。
We have used other things to replace God and we treat it as an idol.
那个偶像可能是金钱。
And maybe that idol is money.
那偶像也可能是今生的成就。
And maybe this idol may be accomplishments in this world.
那偶像也可能是知识。
And also our knowledge can become idol.
一个人这样一直去追求知识，跟一个人一直去赚钱，忘记了神，有什么差别？没有差别的。
What's the difference between someone who pursues after money and the person who pursues after knowledge? There is no difference.
所以为什么人跟神的关系，父子关系会发生问题？
And so why is there a problem between the father and the son?
因为我们生活中有比神还重要的偶像。
Because there are idols that we place above God in our lives.
那第二个神生气的原因。
And so there's another thing, a reason why God is furious.
如果我们回到以赛亚书的五十四章。
We return back to Isaiah chapter 54.
这个地方讲造你的是你的丈夫。
Here it says that your maker is your husband.
所以人跟神原来好像是夫妻的关系。
And so a man's relationship with God was a father-son relationship.
那这个夫妻的关系是很亲密的。
And so this relationship between father and son was very intimate.
这是一个爱的关系。
And this is a relationship of love.
但是如果我们从第六节再读下去。
But if we read from verse 6 and on. Verse 6, For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, like a youthful wife when you were refused, says your God.
然后再看第七节
Verse 7 For a mere moment I have forsaken you But with great mercies I will gather you
第八节
8 With a little wrath I hid my face from you for a moment But with everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you Says the Lord your Redeemer
这个神跟我们夫妻的关系跟我们肉体夫妻的关系不太一样
And so the father and son relationship we have with God is very different from the relationship we have with our physical parents.
你这个肉体夫妻的关系如果出现了第三者。
And so if in the physical father relationship that we have, there is a third party.
夫妻的关系。
In a married couple.
有的配偶就一刀两断，我不要你了。
And so some couples will get divorced.
但是这个地方讲如果我们看第八节
we look at verse 8,
我要以永远的慈爱怜恤你
With everlasting kindness I will have mercy on you
所以神跟我们夫妻的关系这个爱是永远的
This relationship between husband and wife is with God is eternal
因此如果我们生命中有第三者
If in our lives we have a third party
当然神是受不了的
Then God cannot bear it
你想想看如果一个人结婚
If we think about it, someone gets married.
丈夫给这个太太一个很大的真实的钻戒。
And the husband gives the wife a large diamond ring.
那个太太得到钻戒很高兴。
And the wife is very happy to receive the diamond ring.
天天就看着那个钻戒，忘记了丈夫。
And every day she stares at the large diamond ring and forgets about the husband.
那如果你是丈夫，你会怎么做？
If you are the husband, how will you feel? What will you do?
我给你钻戒，但是钻戒竟然取代了我，钻戒收回来吧。
And so the husband will feel, since I gave you the diamond ring and you replaced me with the diamond ring, therefore I will take back this ring.
所以有时候神给我们很多的恩典。
And so God gives us much grace.
那我们整个生活的注意力就集中在神的恩典，忘记了恩典的神。
But then all of our focus now is shifted onto the grace, and we have forgotten about God.
哦，当然神会忧伤。
And of course, God will be sorrowed.
这个关系就很疏远。
And then the distance, the relationship grows distant.
所以有一次去访问一个弟兄，他很久没有来教会。
And so one time we went to visit a brother who has not been to church in a while.
他问一个问题哦。
And so I asked them a question.
说我虽然没有去教会哦，每次祷告都流眼泪。
And he said that every time, even though he has not been to church in a while, when he prays, he still sheds tears in his prayer.
为什么？
And he asked, why?
为什么每次祷告会流眼泪？
And why is it that I shed tears all the time?
因为这个圣灵是神的灵。
Because the Spirit is the Spirit of God.
我们远离了神，这个神的灵在里面会有一种忧愁。
And so, because we have departed from God, there is a sorrow in the spirit.
所以每次祷告他就流眼泪。
And so every time he prayed, he shed tears.
因此我们跟神这个父子的关系、夫妻的关系，如果能够把它建立起来。
And so our relationship with God, whether it's father and son or between spouses, if we can reestablish it.
我们的生活真的充满着爱，充满着恩典。
And then our lives shall be filled with love and grace.
因为父亲很丰富嘛，万物都是他的。
Because our father is very abundant, all things belong to him.
这个丈夫很慈爱，他为我们死。
And this husband is so loving that he died for us.
那这样的话，这个关系维持，我们不是很幸福吗？
And so if we maintain this relationship, are we not blessed?
所以人需要回转来寻找神。
And so man needs to return back to God and
seek God. 我们要趁着还有机会来改变我们跟神，改善我们跟神的关系。
And so while there is still an opportunity, we need to change this relationship we have with God.
好，那我们怎么改变？
And so how do we change it?
如果我们回到55章，有两个方法来改变我们跟神的关系。
And so if we look at chapter 55, we will see two ways to reconcile this relationship.
看55诗篇的第七节。
If we looked at verse 7.
请读。
Verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
第一个就是要对付我们的罪。
And one is to deal with our sin.
我们的父亲是慈爱又公义的。
Our father is loving and just and righteous.
他爱罪人，但是他不能够接受罪。
He loves the sinner, but he cannot accept the sin.
所以我们要跟他维持好的关系啊。虽然我们过去有罪，神愿意接纳我们，但是我们要离开罪恶。
And so if we want to reestablish the relationship, God will receive us as sinners, but we must depart from sin.
我记得在95年神在莫斯科动工的时候。
I remember in 1995 when God was working in Moscow.
差不多每一次来哦，不是第一次、第二次就得圣灵。
And I remember those who came, they would either receive Holy Spirit the first or second visit.
但是如果有一个人来了一段时间还没有得圣灵。
But if somebody did not receive the Holy Spirit after a while of visits,
差不多都有一些问题。
There were some problems.
有的是抽烟。
Some were smoking.
有的是醉酒。
Some were getting drunk.
有的是常常在家里生气。甚至会打自己太太。
Some were angry at home and had domestic violence issues.
那我们一般人觉得说抽个烟喝个酒这有什么关系？
And some people will think, what's wrong with smoking or drinking alcohol?
男人压力大，所以在家里生个气有什么关系？
And since husbands have a lot of pressure, what's wrong with letting off some steam at home?
当神正在动工的时候，你就是这个小东西，你就是得不到圣灵。
And then when God was working, it was because of these small things that God, they could not receive the Holy Spirit.
有两个小女孩在学生联会求圣灵。
And there were two little girls who were praying for the Holy Spirit during student spiritual convocation.
其中有一个得圣灵。
And one received the Holy Spirit.
她就说她开始悔改。
Said she started to repent.
悔改什么？
Repent of what?
悔改她在家里跟她的妹妹吵架。
She repented that she fought with her younger sister at home.
那小孩子吵架不是小事吗？
For children to fight it with their siblings, isn't this a small matter?
就是吵架, 就是得不到圣灵, 一悔改就得圣灵。
But it was that these quarrels that were preventing her from receiving Holy Spirit. And once she repented, she received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要跟神来建立亲密的关系，不义的人要除掉自己的，离弃自己的道路。
And so for us to rekindle and establish an intimate relationship with God, it requires the wicked to forsake his ways.
然后不义的人除掉自己的意念，连心里的意念也很重要。
The unrighteous man should forsake his thoughts, all the thinking thoughts he has in his heart.
我们的心是神的居所。
And so our heart is the dwelling place of God. Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord.
第九节.
9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
这个地方讲, 神说, 我的意念跟你的意念不一样。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
我的道路跟你的道路不一样。
Nor are your ways my ways.
神的想法跟我们想法不一样。
God's thinking is different from our thinking.
那, 神的想法跟人的想法差多少?
How different is the thinking of God versus the thinking of man?
如果第九节,
Verse 9.
天怎样高过地，我的道路高过你的道路。
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways.
我的意念高过你的意念。
And my thoughts than your thoughts.
所以神的意念跟人的意念是天跟地的差别。
And so the distance between God's thoughts and our thoughts are the distance between heaven and earth.
那神既然是我们的丈夫,
and since God is our husband,
所以我们要跟他建立亲密的关系,
and we need to establish an intimate relationship with him,
我们必须要顺服神,
we must submit to him.
圣经的教训, 太太要顺服丈夫啊,
and the teaching of the Bible is that the wife should submit to the husband.
那什么叫做顺服神?
What does it mean to submit to God?
就是愿意舍弃我个人的意念。
It is to willingly give up my own thoughts.
然后以神的意念做我的意念。
And to use God's thoughts as my own thoughts.
所以有时候我们在看那个祷告文。
And so sometimes when we see the Lord's Prayer.
我们一跪下来就祷告, 求神给我工作, 给我这个, 给我那个。
And when we often kneel down to pray, we ask God for, oh, please give me a job, give me this or that.
但是如果我们看祷告,顺序不是这样。
However, when we look at the order of the Lord's Prayer,
第一个要祷告什么?
What is the first thing that we pray for?
愿你的名被称为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
神啊, 求你让我能够荣耀你的名。
That, Lord, we ask you that I may be able to glorify your name.
第二个祷告什么?
And the second part is,
愿你的国降临,
your kingdom come.
愿你进到我的生命做我的王,
that you may enter into my life and become the king of my life.
第三个祷告什么?
And what is the third prayer?
愿你的旨意来取代我的旨意,
that your will replace my will.
那这个放在前面,
and so these are first.
那后来才祷告我们个人的需要。
And then after this, then comes our individual prayers.
那如果我们祷告这样祷告, 就很容易有体验了。
And so if we pray in this manner, then it is easy for us to experience.
为什么?
Why?
因为我们愿意顺服神。
Because we are willing to submit to God.
那神就亲近我们。
And then God will draw closer to us.
我们的关系就会好。
And then we have a good relationship.
我们的体验就会增加。
And we will have more experiences.
所以要改变我们跟神的关系。
And so we need to change our relationship with God.
这个非常重要。
And this is very important.
那就有两件事情。
And it requires two things.
要除掉我们的不义。
It is to remove our unrighteousness.
再来要以神的意念, 做我们的意念。
And to have God's thoughts as our thoughts.
好，那如果我们跟神的关系好。
And so if we have a good relationship with God.
那我们生命中会有得到什么?
What will we gain in our lives?
有一件事情一定保证会有, 就是神会满足我们。
One guarantee is that God will fulfill us.
我们现在看诗篇55篇。
If we look at Psalm
不是,对,以赛亚书55篇。
Isaiah chapter 55.
神怎么满足我们?
How does God fulfill us?
55篇的第一节。
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1.
请。
Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price.
第二节.
Verse 2, why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance.
这个地方谈到, 干渴的要就近水来。
And so those who are thirsty may come and drink.
没有钱的也可以来。
And those without money can come and buy.
你们来买的吃不用钱也不用价值银钱。
Come buy and eat without money and without price.
既然买一定要钱, 为什么这里讲买不用钱呢?
And so usually when we buy something, it requires money. But here it says buy, but without money.
我们很想要得到满足。
We all seek after fulfillment.
现在人的心哦, 很空虚。
Nowadays, man's heart is, there's much vanity.
所以要花很多的钱去买满足。
And we buy many things to satisfy ourselves.
但那个都是外在的。
But that is all external.
没有办法真的, 满足我们的心。
But it cannot satisfy our hearts.
那这里不用银钱也可以来买。
But here it says, without money, you can still come and buy.
这个买就是表示追求。
Buy means to pursue.
就是表示付代价。
It means to pay a price.
如果我们愿意付代价去追求,
if we are willing to pay a price in order to pursue,
我们就可以得到喜乐。
Then we shall find a joy.
那追求什么?
And
追求什么?
And what do we seek after?
如果我们回到第二节的下半句,
and if we look at the second half of verse 2,
要留心听我的话, 就能吃那美物, 得享肥甘, 心中喜乐。
Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and let your soul delight itself in abundance.
所以神的话, 就是我们的满足。
And so our fulfillment comes from the words of God.
神的话就是灵, 就是生命。
God's word is life, and 神的, it is a spirit.
神的话进到里面, 我们的灵得到滋润, 生命可以变成丰盛。
And so when the word of God enters into our hearts, our spirit, then we shall find abundance.
神的话里面充满着智慧。
Inside the word of God is wisdom.
所以有时候我们领受神的话, 领悟道理, 那个是很大的喜乐。
And so when we receive the word of God, when we receive his teachings, it is a joy.
所以我们来跟神建立亲密的关系，可以从他的话得到喜乐。
And so when we establish a good relationship with him, then we will find joy from his words.
好，那第二个，我们从神得到什么？
And so what is the second thing that we gain from him?
我们看以赛亚书的56篇。
So Isaiah chapter 56.
第七节。
Verse 7, 56 verse 7, even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
这里讲我的殿要称为万国祷告的殿。
Here it says, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
神的殿是哪里的?
Where is the house of God?
神的殿就是教会。
And the house of God is the church.
所以教会是我们要我们祷告的地方。
And so the church is a place for us to pray.
那第七节, 在我祷告的殿中喜乐。
And so they will find joy in my house of prayer.
那为什么祷告的殿会喜乐?
And why is there joy in the house of prayer?
那到新约时代, 主耶稣讲的话就, 原来就是这样。
And so in the New Testament time, it will help us understand.
看约翰福音,
we look at the book of John.
约翰福音第七章,
John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章,
John chapter 7.
37节,
John chapter 7, verse 37. Verse 37. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
这里讲, 然后再下面一节,
38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
这个地方讲, 信我的人, 从他腹中要流出活水的江河。
It says, he who believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
活水, 这一直涌出来的。
And it is living water that continuously flows.
那是在腹里面, 在肚子里面, 在里面的。
It is inside, it is internal in the stomach.
就是从你心里最深处有一种喜乐平安这样一直涌出来。
It is inside the deepest part of us that it continually flows out.
那这是指的什么?
And what is this referring to? 39
节。
Verse 39.
耶稣这个话是指信他的人要受圣灵说的。
But this he spoke concerning the Spirit.
所以得圣灵被圣灵充满就充满着喜乐。
And so when you receive Holy Spirit, then you shall be satisfied and fulfilled.
因此我们跟神有好的关系。
And when we have a good relationship with God,
领受神的话,
and we receive the word of God,
被圣灵充满,
and we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
我们心中就充满着平安跟喜乐,
then in our hearts we shall be filled with peace and joy.
那心中一旦满足了,
and once we are content in our hearts,
我们生活真的很自由啊,
then we shall, we will have much freedom in this life.
其实哦,我们可以喝酒,但是不需要喝酒。不是不可以喝酒,你不需要。
And so it's not that we are not allowed to drink alcohol, it's just that we no longer need to drink alcohol.
为什么?因为心中已经满足你,你怎么会去喝酒?
Because your heart is already fulfilled, so why drink alcohol?
抽烟也是一样啊。
And the same with smoking.
不是因为说不可以抽烟,所以我不抽烟。
It's not that we cannot smoke.
不需要抽烟了。
But it's just no need to smoke.
因为我心里很喜乐很平安我怎么需要去抽烟
And so I'm so joyful and peaceful in my heart, so why do I need to smoke?
所以当一个人心中得到满足你发现信仰是让我们得自由的。
And so when you feel that you are fulfilled in your heart, so you feel a certain freedom in your life.
信仰不是要捆绑我们的。
Our faith is not to confine us.
当我们生命丰盛的时候你就发现这个真的很自由。
And so we feel abundant in our lives, in our hearts, then we feel there's freedom.
不要贪爱世界是绝对可能的。
And then it is possible not to desire the world.
为什么?
Why?
因为主耶稣充满在我们里面。
Because Lord Jesus Christ is filled in our hearts.
所以高一点低一点都没关系。
So whether we are high or low in our life, it does not matter.
多一点少一点都没关系。
Whether more or less in our lives does not matter.
小一点大一点都没关系。
Larger or smaller does not matter.
因为最重要是我的心已经在基督里得到满足。
But the most important thing is that my heart is content in Lord Jesus Christ.
如果有一个机会，我们去看看日落，感谢神，这个很漂亮。日落 sunset.
Oh, and so if we have the opportunity to see sunset, it's very beautiful.
但是如果没有那个机会，也过得很好啊。
And so even if we do not see this, we still live a very happy life.
因为不是有那个，我的心才满足。
It is not because of this that we are fulfilled.
是神在我里面满足了我。
It is God inside of me who satisfies me.
所以我们这个关系很重要。
And so this relationship is very important.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
442首。
Sing hymn 442.